This is the Farmer's Calendar essay for June 2014. Married in the month of roses, June, life will be one long honeymoon. June is traditionally the most popular month to have a wedding. The custom dates back more than 2,000 years to when the ancient Romans named the month after their goddess of marriage and childbirth, Juno. It was thought that happiness and prosperity would come to those who wed during her month. Romans also preferred June weddings for more practical reasons. By this time, the local wet season had ended in most places, so celebrants could usually rely on dry, comfortable weather, a fact for which the bride, whose intricate nuptial hairdo featured 6 locks wreathed in blossoms, must have been especially thankful. Getting married in June meant that the first child would most likely be born during the following spring, instead of in the dead of winter when times were lean. Plus, a spring childbirth wouldn't interfere with a busy fall harvest. Today, couples often do as the Romans did and choose a June wedding. Not only is the weather fairly predictable, but also the days are long, the festive aroma of flowers fills the air, and many schools and colleges are out of session, making it easier for families to attend the event, which are all practical reasons too.